chapter 16. Every morning I read Psalm 16 and Proverbs 16, depending on the day. Like on the first day of the month, I'll read Proverbs 1 and Psalm 1. Next day, I'll read Psalm 2 and Proverbs 2. And do that the first 30 chapters of Psalm and Proverbs are excellent, excellent instruction. And so the title of this sermonette for Christianettes is what they used to use a joke. Anyway, sorry, guys. I don't know how to say it in the masculine tone. Anyway, the word of God is all you need, okay? So basically what I want, when I was reading this yesterday, I said, you know, I read it the day before because I read 15 and 16. Then I read it yesterday and I read it this morning. And I said, you know what? This is what I need to teach on, because the word of God will give you all the instruction you need for your life. Okay, whether you're single, you're young, you're old, you're married, you're divorced, whatever your situation is in life, the word of God has the answer. Okay. If it doesn't, then we might as well just go. We might as well just go and not even come back to church ever again, okay? And we were singing about Jesus, and Apollo was talking about Jesus. Well, Jesus, the Bible says in 1 John that in John chapter 1, Jesus is the Word. Jesus is God. And the Word here, it's all about Jesus, okay? So all we're going to do is we're going to read chapter 16. There's 27 verses. You can pick up a Bible there if you want to read it. Or 33 verses. Sorry. And you can follow along on the screen. But just let the Word of God get into your mind and get into your heart. Okay? I'm not going to do any commentary on it except for the first verse. Okay, and so here we go. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. I'm reading the New American Standard. You have the King James there in the pew, in the chairs there. What does that mean? Okay, what it means is you have a responsibility to live your life for God. But God is the sovereign authority. Sovereign means he's in charge of everything. Whether you believe in God or not, whether you want to serve him or not, whether you think there is no, whatever, God is the final authority, okay? Man, this world really needs to know that. But they don't care about that. But one day they're going to know, okay? But you have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to live your life according to God's word. That's what that's saying. Okay. So let's go to verse 2. Now think about this. You could be a king. You could be just a regular guy. Whatever. God is speaking to you. Right now he's speaking. If you were the president of the United States and you were sitting here, he would be speaking to you. Okay. Okay. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for. And by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. The mind of a man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. A divine decision is in the lips of the king. His mouth should not err in judgment. A just balance and scales belong to the Lord. All the weights of the bag are his concern. It is an abomination for kings to commit wicked acts, for a throne is established on righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and he who speaks right is loved. The fury of a king is like messengers of death, but a wise man will appease it. In the light of a king's face is life, and his favor is like cloud with the spring rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who watches his way preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than divide the spoiled with the proud. He who gives attention to the word will find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart will be called understanding, and sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. Understanding is a fountain of life to the one who has it, but the discipline of fools is folly. The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. A worker's appetite works for him, and his hunger urges him on. A worthless man digs up evil, while his words are like scorching fire. A perverse man spreads strife, and a slanderer separates intimate friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. He who winks his eye does so to devise perverse things. He who compresses his lips brings evil to pass. A gray head is a crown of glory. Amen, Phil? Amen. Phil and I said amen. We're the only ones that said amen. All right. It is found in the way of righteousness. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is enough, Lord God, to instruct us in how we as men should live our lives. Lord, we all fall short. We all come short of what you desire for us. But Lord, the thing I can't comprehend is that you are patient with us. You're kind with us. And Lord, you don't give up on us. Lord, we might give up on ourselves. We get frustrated with ourselves. We get disappointed in ourselves, and we disappoint people, they disappoint us. But Lord, you are a faithful, loving, good Father. And like the word says, he who began a good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that, Father. I pray for each man here, Lord, that they would live a life to be a light for Jesus Christ in this world, in this city, in their home, at their job, among their friends, among their family, among their neighbors, Lord God, so that when we stand before you, you're going to say to each one here, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.